It's Hot 937, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B. This is the B2C team. My name is Jenny Boom Boom. DJ Michi's here. What up, Michi?
What's up? What's up?
All right, and today we have Daisha Wilson with us, who is the founder of 413 Kicks. How you doing there, young lady?
Hey. Hi, I'm awesome. I am awesome today.
Now, talk to me about 413 Kicks. I'm hearing so many great things about this in the Springfield area.
Thank you. Well, 413 Kicks was basically founded on, you know, just acts of kindness. I'm a huge believer in, you know, kindness can take you a long way. So I decided to start 413 Kicks because I'm a sneakerhead myself. I have like tons laid out in the corner.
You must be rich.
Not that rich. I mean, I save a lot.
Okay.
So, you know, my love, I wanted to put that passion that I have and, you know, help other people. And, you know, maybe one pair of shoes can, you know, change somebody's life forever. You know, even if it's just one pair of shoes, you never know how that person will feel in the future. Maybe they feel motivated to become a doctor, become anything that they put their minds to. So, you know, that's basically what it was founded on. And I have a quote from Maya Angelou, my favorite poet. And it's, people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel, right? Yeah. So that's kind of what 413 Kicks is based off of, is making people feel good, just with a pair of sneakers.
Well, so you're like young, very young.
Yes.
So, you know, how old are you?
I'm 19. I attend UMass Dartmouth. Wow. So I'm a sophomore.
My daughter actually got accepted to that school, my daughter Summer, and she chose not to go there. And I'm still mad at her till this day. She went to Pittsburgh, New York, but what an extraordinary school that is.
Yes.
So what is your major?
Actually, I just changed it to sociology with a minor in business administration.
Okay. Business sounds about right with what's going on in your world.
Yes, it does.
You being 19 years old, 19-year-old kids are worried about being at parties, you know, they're worried about different things than someone my age. So I'm really touched about the fact that you're 19 and you started this organization, this nonprofit organization.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly because I'm antisocial. So, you know, I figured out a way to help people where I didn't have to, you know, talk like a whole bunch. I didn't have to go to like parties and things like that. So this is what I spent my time doing instead of partying.
Well, now you're screwed because we're going to want you to come on like every other month.
That's so fine. You guys are awesome.
So Michi, I know that you're a big sneakerhead as well. So do you want to ask her at all about her collection of sneakers? Because I'm sure you guys have some sort of comparison thing you have to do. I can't be involved in this conversation.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah. No, I was gonna ask her what's your favorite sneaker?
Oh, this is a great question, right? So on my logo is a Jordan 11s, and I forgot what they're called originally because they're like, they're not like a famous colorway.
Yep.
So they're it's a blue I'm not like a term sneakerhead kind of person, but like the top of it is blue and the soles are gummies. And so like they're the tan gummies, and so that's the logo that I put on everything because those are my favorite pair.
Okay.
So definitely those 11s.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's what's up.
Michi probably has like four pairs of them.
Nah, the 11s are actually like my favorite Jordan pair too. So that's super dope.
Why do you guys love definitely them so much? Just they're comfortable or stylish? Sure.
I like Jordan 1s too. And I just kind of think that the 11s kind of look like the ones, not just like that, but compared to like any of the other Jordans, they're kind of similar in a sense. So that's probably why I like them.
Definitely. They're very comfortable too.
Yeah.
But I also got a new pair of Vapor Max that I love. Those are probably like number two on the list.
Nice. Nice.
Mm-hmm. See me over here just smiling, right? I buy sneakers for my kids, you know. I mean, after that, there's no money left. All right. So Daisha, tell me about how you got 413 Kick started.
Well, I basically, while I was at school my first year, I I was a part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, and so I noticed that, like, while I was in the schools, I noticed, okay, well, I love sneakers, and I know it can be hard for some of these people's some for some of the afford the
Because they're very
sneakers.
expensive. They are very expensive.
Exactly. Exactly. Even as you just said, like, you buy the sneakers and there's no money left. You know what
Nobody
I
for the
mean?
light bill,
So
Deja. Nobody for the light bill.
I no money, and we want to make fun of the issue. We want parents to be able to afford those. It's one less worry. So just one less worry is those sneakers. Just for this, we were supposed to go to school. Obviously, things changed. So that was our main goal, was to provide sneakers for the new school year. So they have them for whenever they do go back.
Right, because in Springfield,
But
are they at home? All the kids are home?
yeah, they're at home
Oh,
for
okay.
now.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is just such a wonderful thing because, like you said, it is hard, and it's sad because a lot of kids, especially, I don't really think like the smaller kids, but as they get a little older, kids get made fun of,
Right. Exactly.
over this situation, which is just awful.
That's what I was gonna say, 'cause like with sneakers, it might sound crazy, but like I remember just being in school, it was kind of like an empowering thing. Like when you had brand new sneakers, it made you feel good. When you had the popular
Exactly.
sneakers, it made you feel good. So it's just kind of one of those things where, you get older and then you kind of look back now. Like I remember the past couple of years, I would be a part of like toy drives and stuff like that, and ask some of these organizations, like, what do you guys need the most of? And they would say, like, we need sneakers. Like, some of these kids don't have sneakers. And then I would think back when I was younger, like how much sneakers meant to me. Like I wanted sneakers every Christmas. I wanted sneakers every birthday. Like it's a thing. So
Yeah.
yeah, I definitely hear you.
Exactly. And me myself, I was always bullied. I was always picked on. I'm taller, so I was always picked on. It costs a little bit more for me to buy shoes because I wear like men's sizes. So, growing up, I don't want people to feel how I felt. So that's why I kind of, sneakers was my go-to, because I sometimes wasn't able to have the best sneakers. So I want other kids to be able to have the best sneakers, and people, adults in general, because we don't need to adults as well.
Now, how do you
Wow.
go about like distributing them, as far as just like are you getting donations, as far as like people donating sneakers? Are you figuring out the sneakers that people want and then you're going to get them, or like how are you making that happen?
So my first drive went to the Boys and Girls Club. So I worked with Keyshawn Dodds, the director over there, and he gave me a list of names of like the kids and their sizes and all those things. But my dad just walked in.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad.
he says hello.
Hello. Hello, Dad.
sorry, I lost my train of
Oh,
thought.
so yeah, your donations.
Yes. So we accept sneakers, brand new sneakers, because we know like people have shoes that have holes in them and things like that. And we don't want those sneakers because we want other people to wear those sneakers, not for them to have the ones you wore a million times. And so we do accept monetary donations on our website, and we do accept just plain sneaker donations through my email, which is mass413kicks@gmail.com. And so basically, when we go to through distributing them, when it's like people on the street, it's kind of just like, okay, what sizes do I have? Does it look like they can fit those sneakers? I go up to them and ask them their sizes and different things like that, and just go ahead and get the sneakers and bring it to them if I have the size. And so
That
that's
must make
basically
people
what I do.
so incredibly happy. Like, you
Yeah.
must love the reaction.
Yeah, I do. I do. It's
Sure.
awesome. So
Yeah.
for your first drive, how many sneakers were you able to give away?
We gave away 45
Oh,
in
okay.
total.
Nice.
Yes.
45 pairs to 45 kids, right? At the Boys and Girls
Yes.
Club, I saw.
Yes, ma'am.
That's incredible. The kids must have felt so amazing.
Yeah, and like they were all different sizes and colors, and they were like, because a lot of them were like, I know this is one example of one of the kids that they were wearing their brother's shoes, and their brother's shoes were too tight on them. So they were like sharing shoes. And so to be able to help fix that situation, was like really like inspiring to me because like I've never had to be in that situation, but you know, to help somebody who is definitely like rewarding.
Right. That is so heartbreaking, Deja. Yeah. And it really is. It's so heartbreaking. And I know families struggle so much. And I just love that you're doing this. This is so great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So do you have a team of people behind you helping you? I hope. I mean.
It's mostly my parents.
Hey,
it's just me and my parents.
Salute to mom and dad.
Right.
Right. So they're awesome. My mom and my dad and my stepdad, they're great when it comes to helping out, especially when they were, my mom and my dad were there the day I distributed. So like they made the process completely easier, a lot easier than me just being by myself.
Right. So I'm sure that you're going to keep going. I mean, this is like your thing now, right, Deja?
Yes, of course. I can't stop now. I can't.
Right. So what's the next step for you?
The next step, even though we're not like a 501c nonprofit organization yet, that's kind of my next goal, is to get, you know, so we can get like grants and all the different money kind of flowing in so I can provide more sneakers. So that's the next step. And then also I will be collecting donations for just, you know, I want to do a winter shoe drive, you know, helping people, 100 people get their best foot forward, basically. Get it?
Yes, I like that. I like that. Best foot forward. Good job, Deja.
Thanks. Thanks. And so that's kind of my next goal. So in the next couple of months, you'll probably hear something about a shoe drive and working with like other local organizations to help make people feel good, to get sneakers on their feet. So just 100, if you know anybody who wants to get rid of some sneakers that are newer.
Right. So you said new originally, but I was thinking too, I know a lot of people that collect sneakers.
Yeah.
And right. I've never, you know, I'm going to say like maybe worn them once or twice, you know? So are you taking those types of donations too, if they've been kept in pristine shape, like wrapped in plastic? I mean, we know a lot of people like that, Michi, right? That just, they have like hundreds of pairs of sneakers. So if people are looking to unload some of those classic sneakers, are you willing to take them?
Oh, most definitely. We just don't want the shoes with the holes, those ones,
no
but
holes.
Anything else. Yeah. No holes. No. Yeah. So definitely like pristine condition, just things that you would feel good wearing if somebody gave to you.
So when you're dealing with the kids, especially, what size seems to be that keeps it coming up for you that you're like, I really need to make sure to get this size in?
They're all so different. I don't think I had like more than two repeat sizes, two or three.
Really?
Like, they're
okay.
All
so you're like really dealing with a variety of stuff here.
Yeah, and then there's like they have men's sizes and women's sizes, and then they have like the kids' sizes, then they have like their preschool sizes, so they're just all over the place.
Are you going to be working moving forward? Like, you, I know you just did the Boys and Girls Club, and you're a member of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Are you going to be working with certain, you know, foundations or community organizations moving forward that you're excited about, or?
I am hoping to get in touch with Friends of the Homeless in downtown Springfield. I drive by them all the time. I know who can be out there. I know what goes on, you know, all the great that they do in the community. So I really want to, you know, make contact with them and see what I can do to donate the sneakers, you know, or anything else that they need.
So what is your goal moving forward as far as how many sneakers you're going to donate? Let's move on to the next year, because this year sucks. Let's do 2021. I'm moving on to, I'm already in 2021, girl. Okay.
Oh, definitely.
What would be your ultimate goal? How many pairs of sneakers would you like to donate in 2021?
In 2021, I would like to donate 500 sneakers. That's
really
my
goal. I wanted to go bigger. I wanted to go bigger.
Yeah.
I wanted to do 1,000 pairs. I wanted to do
1,000
pairs. Yeah, that's what I wanted.
I think we can do that.
I think so too.
I think we can do that.
So all anybody has to do is go to 413kicks.org and donate.
Yes.
And also, Deja, a lot of companies, they can write it off on their taxes when they make donations.
Right.
So feel free to call these companies that sell these sneakers, you know, because I know even though a lot of places are struggling right now, like I said, they can write it off on their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So call them and say, would you be willing to make a donation to my, you know, nonprofit organization, this is how I'm going to use your donation, and see whether or not, you know, they'll kick in.
Right.
Right, exactly. And I have been doing that with, you know, local businesses. So on my website, I do have like a sponsors list.
Oh,
and they're awesome.
The,
they're great.
Can you please name some of the sponsors for me right now?
Of course. We have Kingdom Building and Contracting. He's a great guy. Brian Mitchell. All of his information can be found at kingdombuildingandcontracting.com. The link is also, all the links for the websites are in my, are on my website. And we also have Potter's Wheel Community Service. They do a great job with diversity and inclusion and in workplaces and all different things. So they're great too, as well as Simply Divine Beauty Lounge. Got my hair done from them, of course.
Okay.
So they're great as well. So all of my sponsors are great.
And so
we also have a,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
We also have, my friend, she restores the sneakers that are, you know, a little extra worn.
Wow.
So people can, cause I don't turn away any shoes unless they obviously have holes, as I keep saying.
Right.
But so for the ones that need to be a little helped, she does those ones. So you can also find her information on my website too.
How does she fix the sneakers? Just cleaning them and?
She cleans them, repaints them. She completely restores them. Like, especially like Icy Bottom, she does a fantastic job with them. And
wow.
I mean, I know you don't know.
what's her name?
Well, she likes to go by Brie. So
Brie.
Definitely go to her Facebook page. So Rags to Riches is her brand.
Okay.
I need my Yeezys clean, so.
See, there we go with those fancy sneakers again, Deja, he's got, right?
Right.
So are you? I know you said you don't turn any sneakers away, but say somebody wants to maybe not donate a Nike, but you know something that's maybe a little bit lower down in price. Would mm-hmm. you accept those as well?
Of course, I've accepted Airwalks, all of them. Like, you know, people will wear the shoes that you give them. So
right.
any
right.
kind of brand, any brand matters. Any brand, it doesn't matter. There we go.
Wow. Well, great. This is just really extraordinary, Deja.
You know what I'm thinking about too, the fact that you're in Springfield. You should try to maybe reach out to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Like they right. might, you know, that might be a good connection to make as far as just, you know, that type of support, because I'm pretty sure, you know, they want to do a lot of stuff in the community as well. They have a lot of connections. You have the Hall of Fame every year, the enshrinement with a lot of the
right.
NBA, you know, stars that come up and stuff like that.
When we talk to Deja in 6 months, her company is going to have $1 million in it.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? It's folks like yourself that, you know, we want to help, mm-hmm. you know, really want to help, because you're just doing something out of the kindness of your heart. You're not making any money off it. And it's time consuming. It's time consuming. Right. It is time consuming.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a beautiful thing, you know, that you're actually, and, you know, I, especially my heart gets touched for these kids, you
right.
know?
Right.
So when I hear that you're helping out the kids, it really makes me feel so great, Deja.
Thank you. Thank you. You can just imagine how it makes me feel, like, whew.
Yeah, I'm sure. So the website is 413kicks.org. There's a donation button on there. Tell me the process.
Yes. So basically, you'll go to 413kicks.org. There's multiple on the homepage. If you scroll down and click the donation button, you can donate there. It'll take you to a secure site. So you don't have to worry about getting hacked or anything like that. and then there's also, like, I believe it is the contact us page also has a donate button.
Oh, Deja froze up a little bit. Deja, you okay? Oh, no. She might have to sign off and come back on.
Yeah, I think she froze up.
It's just Zoom.
Yeah.
I mean, who I should have bought stock in, but anyway. Deja, you there?
Is she back?
Yep.
Oh, I heard okay. you, Deja. I heard you, Deja. Okay, good. Thank God. All right, good, good, good. Sometimes
Did
people
it
have
work?
To look. Sometimes people have to log off and come back on during the interview, the whole thing, you know, this COVID-19, this COVID-19 interview situation is crazy, but at least we get to still talk to you and see your lovely face, right?
Exactly.
So I know with the holidays, especially coming up, I'm sure you need donations. So
Almost
everybody
definitely.
needs to jump on 413kicks.org right now and make a monetary donation. And companies that are listening right now, because I know y'all out there, and you have, you know, sneakers to donate, you should hit up 413kicks.org also, and, you know, offer up anything you can give.
Anything
you can give is great, you know, because you want to make some kids and adults too very happy for the winter time. You know, it's about to be winter time, and we all, you know, are changing over our wardrobes and
right.
the sneakers that the kids had during the summer. Some of them had back to school in because their parents couldn't afford. So I donate. It'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Deja, I'm so proud of you. You're in your sophomore year at college?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you blossom into even a greater adult than you already are.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. I have so many plans, so many dreams, and I'm happy that this could be, like, you know, the first.
Oh, Lord.
Forty-five pairs of sneakers, the boys and girls clubs. You're working with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and are you going to continue your work with both of those groups?
Yes, I am. I actually have a little girl. She's awesome. She's on the Eastern Coast at the moment because, you know, that's where I'm kind of stationed out during the school year. So whenever, you know, I hope soon to get in contact with her because she was an awesome little girl. Definitely my motivation for 413 Kicks. And yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Deja Wilson, thank you so much. She is the founder of 413 Kicks. Again, the website is 413kicks.org. And we are looking for monetary, well, I'm not on that website, but you're looking for monetary and sneaker donations. And again, your donation is not too small. So right. whatever you can give, give. And whatever sneakers, gently used or brand new, that you can donate, she is looking for your donations to help out people in need.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Deja. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you. It was great being on here.
Oh, anytime, girl. Shot 937. Thank you, Deja, so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.